From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Welcome into this Monday edition. Oh, okay. The Balls of Steel already. In hour number one. Let's go, y'all. Let's do it. All right. We have a lot to get to today on the show. No guesting on Mondays. Yes, Balls of Steel will be hour number three. Phone line, if you'd like to text or call, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7 at gmail.com. Ways you can communicate with the show. Had so much fun Friday through today. Now, it's not over. The regional baseball games, many of them play including today. Now, some of them are finished, but quite a few games today beginning at 11 o'clock. And I got to tell you, folks, I've always enjoyed the non-playing portion of the season, meaning the oblong spheroid, just because I like the calendar. I love the calendar the way it is. And when we get to games here in just a couple of months, it's going to be a blast, right? But I'm good. I don't have to have the games. Baseball, college baseball, not that there was a void in my life when it comes to watching stuff. There isn't. There wasn't. But I have had an absolute blast watching college baseball. I mean, all these various teams. It has been so much fun. And today, you have quite a few games. Let me just reel these off. Yes, List Radio for you today. Florida and Texas Tech start early at 11 o'clock. Winner there advances to the Supers. LSU Oregon State play this morning down in Baton Rouge, actually at 1 o'clock. Check that, at 1 o'clock. And that Florida game obviously is in Hogtown. Baton Rouge at the box, LSU Oregon State. Winner advances to the Supers. Arkansas has to beat TCU twice. The Frogs put up 20 runs on them yesterday. Arkansas starts today at 2, would have to beat them twice. Long day for the Hogs if they're going to advance. And TCU raking like all get out right now. That's going to be interesting. Okay. if you are a Tony Vols fan, or let me go 180 on you. Let's say he's rubbed you wrong in the past. You're not a fan. Either way, keep an eye on today's Southern Miss Penn game. That's right, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a good baseball team. They've got three arms that are very, very good. And the winner of that game plays Tennessee in the Supers. The winner of that game plays Tennessee in the Supers. And I'll get into locations and all that. We don't have that yet. We could speculate on it. But yeah, if you're a Tony Vols fan, keep an eye on that game. If you're a Tony Vols detractor, you don't like it, keep an eye on that game. Coastal Carolina and Duke. Coastal's longtime coach announced a while back he's retiring. Well, it was updated here most recently, and what a job he's done. He won a national championship for them, what, 6-7 years ago, along with excellent players. Kentucky and Indiana have to play. And A&M and Stanford at the Stanford Regional in Palo Alto. Those are games played today. College baseball on a Monday. What a freaking gift. Now, it always lands this way, but you wake up, start to a new week. I love new weeks, by the way. Love them. And the gift dropped right in your lap. More college baseball. More college baseball. And, yeah, I'm going to get into some of the college football. And one item that we need to double back on. It's probably been a while since I've discussed this one item. Coming out of the meetings in Sandestin. And we've discussed the schedule model for 24 and all that. I can repeat it. But that's not what I want to double back on. We will talk about that. But there's something that we're going to double back on that we have not talked about in a minute or three that I'll get to here momentarily. Now, that game Friday, was it Friday? Let me think about this. No, Saturday night was just ridiculously fun. And that was the Clemson-Tennessee game. What a game that was. Went 14 innings. Clemson basically one strike away from beating Tennessee in the ninth inning. Zane Denton with a monster home run. Tennessee takes the lead. Needs to close Clemson out the next inning to win. Clemson gets a solo shot. Extra innings, it is just marvelous. One of the best, funnest baseball games I've seen lately, for sure. Went to 14 innings, Tennessee wins, and Clemson out of gas, for sure. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Charlotte. Charlotte beat them on Sunday, but I think Clemson was spent. And, yeah, heck, they were one of the hottest teams in college baseball, for sure, going into the regionals. And I got to tell you, now, if you're a Clemson fan, I know that's a downer. I am telling you, your program has got a phenomenal future with Eric Bakich as its coach. Yeah, I know that's a downer, but your future, I'm telling you, you're going to be a problem for everybody in college baseball. Absolutely. So I know that the loss doesn't help at all, but your future and your leadership, which is the most important thing, is cemented. And what you just saw was a little nibble of what you're going to be. Clemson baseball. Tony Vols advances. You know, Charlotte didn't have anything for Tennessee. And you knew that going into the game. Tennessee, as bipolar as they've been, and that is irrefutable. This team, this season, they have been very bipolar. But they go further with arms than anybody in America. may go further with arm after arm after arm. If you get into a situation with Tennessee where it's arm after arm, and it's a grinder and a grinder, and it's many games in a tournament setting, that's going to be tough. It's tough to match their number of arms. And for, I'd say, the Vanderbilt series forward, they've been raking. And Christian Moore is about as hot as anybody in college baseball right now at the plate. He is. So, speaking of Tennessee, they didn't host a regional, right? We all knew that once they lost immediately in the SEC tournament, which, let me say again, those conference tournaments are fun. They don't predict a damn thing. Sorry for the language there. They don't predict a damn thing. We know that, right? What happens there is just a tournament situation. Doesn't tell you what's happening a week or two away. Does not tell you that at all. Now, they may host, they may not. Tony Vols up at Lindsey Nelson. There is some talk that if Southern Miss wins today, Hattiesburg would be the super host and Tennessee would have to go there. Now, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just seeing various opinions on this. Can't tell you what's going to happen. If it's Penn, obviously, it's going to be in Knoxville. We'll see what happens. They played today, but that was fantastic. That Clemson-Tennessee game, one of the best games I've seen in a while. Alabama baseball. How about the Crimson Tide? Team that was pretty decent most of the year. Coach got fired, gambling scandal. Since then, they have played wonderful baseball. They just won their regional pretty handily, and they're heading to the Supers. First time since 2010, Alabama in the Supers. So they'll get a Balls of Steel. Yeah, not now. Later, they'll get a Balls of Steel in hour number three. Yeah, remarkable what they have, what they've done. So, yes, I have thoroughly enjoyed the gift from the baseball gods, the College Baseball World Series. And games, as we said, start today at 11 o'clock. Yes, I had two Clemson tickets to win a natty. One would have paid 46-1. The other one would have paid 26-1. Obviously, those lotto tickets have disappeared. What happened? I mean, you don't buy lottos because you think you're going to win, right? I've never bought a lotto ticket, but I'm talking about buying a baseball, college baseball lotto ticket. I call them lottos, right? Yeah, those tickets are gone. I still have a Tony Vols ticket, and I still have a Stanford ticket. I have those. All right, we'll get the break. Bunch to get to today, y'all. Oh, we have it busted a half a grade. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. THP's out with this crash up in the Joelton area, 24 eastbound near Whites Creek Pike. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. There's so much traffic volume trying to get through there coming in, especially from Clarksville. Again, in the Joelton area on 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike. It's heavy, but it's moving now through the Mount Julian area westbound on I-40, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do a great job. They offer more than your average pest control company. Check out CrestPestControl.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. Start your day with an American or cold brew, or for a taste of Music City, grab a West End latte flavored with local honey and cinnamon. A breakfast club biscuit or an everything all-in-one sandwich will fill you up and let you focus on your day. Bongo Java also has you covered for lunch with tasty deli sandwiches served on fresh baked ciabatta bread, like the I'll Have What She's Having or the Godfather. Bongo Java, open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a fresh cup of Bongo Java in the heart of Music City. Bongo Java is the Nashville way to start the day. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown 5th Avenue, Music City.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Hold on a second. You and I both know that I've been in this town longer than all you guys put together.
And on more radio stations
than every radio station in town. Braves, they're off to a great start down in Atlanta. I was talking to Jeff Rancour. Old Frenchie and I go way back.
Greg Pogue and Houston Live's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The Bill King Show. More gravitating than the radio wave emission from a supermassive black hole. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, outstanding baseball today. It's interesting because are you all on fumes? With your staff, who's got fresh arms at this point on a Monday? That's the fun part, among other items, is who's fresh enough to trot out pitching. What if it's Arkansas and you need to win twice today? Obviously, Coach Van Horn is a fantastic coach, but that's a fun juggling act. Now, here's the thing. And the Charlotte coach, they interviewed the Charlotte coach during the Tennessee game. I think they were down 2-0 at the time. And they asked him about, do you preserve arms in case you win? He goes, no, not at all. And they all will tell you that. You got to win. There is no tomorrow if you don't win today in a situation like that. So you empty the tank right there. You worry about tomorrow when you get to tomorrow. You have to do everything, and if that means you're down to crumbs when it comes to your staff, that's tough bleep, right? You got to win today in that situation to get to tomorrow. Of course, they did win, and there was never a moment in that game that you thought they would win, but that's the way you have to handle it. That's going to be fun today. Okay, back to the oblong spheroid. Yeah, back to the oblong spheroid, the meetings, Southeastern Conference meetings in Sandestin are over. They concluded on Friday. As you know, They adopted for 24 an eight-game schedule. We've got an eight-game schedule right now, but a different format. It'll be a 1-7. We do not know what the games are yet. We don't know what the teams are yet. We know that Alabama and Auburn is preserved. I mean, that's common sense. Georgia, Florida. They did say they would try their best. That's a one-year deal now. It's a one-year deal. They would try their best to have other important rivalries saved, too, since we're going to that 1-7 in 24. For example, I would assume they're going to accommodate Alabama and Tennessee playing, Georgia, Auburn. You know that Ole Miss and Mississippi State, that's preserved in a 1-7. That's pretty obvious stuff. But, again, we do know that news. That basically came out on Thursday. Here's something else that they talked about. And I, from the beginning, railed against this. And yes, we do have an event called Commitmas in December, and sometimes it's the same date as the early signing period, and then sometimes we move it a week or two earlier because it's too close to Christmas. This year, that date is on the 21st. Now, we're going to be doing our Commitmas, what do we decide, a week or so before that? But the December idea, the early signing period, was an absolutely atrocious idea from the beginning on so many levels. And from the meetings down in Sandestin, the commissioner, Greg Sankey, said, we absolutely want to do away with that early signing period. Now, there's two ways to do it. Just get rid of it or move the date. And I don't know what's going to happen there. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. But I don't think there's much momentum carrying forward for that December 72-hour window. Now, what does that mean as far as could they do away with it before we get to this December? I don't know. I don't think you could get something done that fast to be implemented that fast. But for the future, I can tell you, they want to do away with it. They don't like it. It's a horrible timing situation. And now that you're expanding the playoffs after this season, you are taking the playoffs, you're tripling the number of teams. You're going from 4 to 12. So you've got those teams. Now, again, that's 12 teams out of 130 or whatever. But still, you've got the transfer portal, avalanche happening in December. And on top of all that, you have coaches making changes that time of year after the regular season's over. Might be assistant coaches, might be the head coach. Maybe somebody gets fired. Maybe the head guy gets fired. December is a horrible time for a 72-hour window or early signing period option. They all know it. It was a terrible idea from the beginning. The system was not broken at all the way they had it. The first Wednesday in February, people started signing. It wasn't a 72-hour window. You basically had unlimited time there. I know they had a date on it that was later down the road, but you didn't have to wait on that date if you didn't want to. You could go beyond it. Do whatever you want to do. It was nothing that locked you into some kind of mandatory window starting the first Wednesday in February. There was nothing broken with the system at all. And they went and fixed something that did not need fixing. Tampered with something that did not need tampering, and they realize it, and they want to do away with it. Now, what's the consensus and all that? We'll have to find out. But I do know the SEC, which is the most powerful voice along with the Big Ten, thinks it sucks. Sorry for that language too this morning, but that's basically what they think about it, and they're dead on right about that. Now, could they take a period in the summer for those rising seniors who absolutely feel like they know what they're going to do and give you a period of time in the summer or something well before you get on the field in August. You wouldn't want to do it once they get on the field in August, I don't think. I mean, I guess you could, but don't know. I would be fine if they just did away with that December window and just went back to the way it was. It wasn't broken at all. And on the calendar, it fit ideally. Yeah, it fit ideally. Now, here's another item that I don't know if the SEC thinks they have a magic wand or what. But there's a headline on Sports Illustrated a couple of days ago that says the SEC wants either the federal government to take control of name, image, likeness, which is another disastrous, horrible idea, or they're going to take things into their own hands. Now, let me repeat. I want to make it very clear. Having government create a standardized rule for name, image, likeness is a terrible idea. I don't want them within 10 trillion miles of college football. Either side. I don't care which side you like. I don't like either one of them, basically. So you can both hate me, right? I don't want them anywhere near. Now, it says if not, they're going to take things into their own hands and get the states to standardize. Now, let me ask you this. How is the SEC going to tell Missouri, which has a new rule, which says if you sign in state, you can start getting your money before you ever get to campus, right, when you sign as a senior? And it also has a rule that says no governing body, NCAA, can come in here and investigate us. You are not welcome. You're not allowed. You are not coming into this state and snooping around with what we're doing. Period. That's their law. And then other states have other rules, right? And the question is, why no uniformity? Well, I'll tell you why. Because each state thinks on their own. How is the SEC, a sports league, going to go state by state and tell them, you all need to standardize? Listen to us. I mean, if I'm Missouri, am I going to change my rules because the league office thinks I should? Meaning my state government? Heck no. So I don't know how they're going to do that. You're going to get Tennessee to sync up with, I don't know, Alabama? Or Alabama to sync up with Georgia, or Georgia sync up with Louisiana or Arkansas? I mean, I'm not worried about, I'm worried about what we've got, right? I'm not worried about, you do your thing over there. So I'm not sure what they mean when they say they're going to take things into their own hands. What power do you have as big and mighty as the SEC is? And that's not to be denied. What power do they have to go to states and their laws and tell them standardize? I guess you could say anything you want. Getting them to do it is totally different. Totally different. So that one's going to be interesting. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, is the 1-7 schedule format mean one SEC league game and then seven FCS teams? That would be funny. No, if they did that, that would be funny. That would be very, very funny. Just to tick everybody off. I would personally enjoy that if they decided to do that. No, that's not what it means. It means one, at the moment, permanent opponent, and then seven other league games. Yeah, seven other league games. Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina. Looks like the committee got it right, giving the Yardcocks a regional. 40-plus runs will get it done. South Carolina is raking again. They hit a stretch after they swept. Who'd they sweep? Florida? Where they weren't ranking. They did have some injuries. Some things happen. I mean, it's a long. You're going to play, what, 57 or so regular season games? So you're going to hit ebbs and flows and all that. But got a little stale down the stretch, to say the least. And they have picked it up big time. They are raking again. The Yardcocks are absolutely raking again. Take note of that as we continue to play. Yardcocks getting a lot of good news. Not only are they raking again, but Clemson is done. That's good news. That's happy news. If you're a Yardcock fan, you are very, very happy. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, Miami stole one last night. I just sent that to my buddy with the big bet. Yeah, what did, remind me again, what was your buddy's, he has a Miami to win the national championship ticket. Is that what it is? I don't remember. Yeah, refresh me on your buddy's bet there. Miami's playing pretty good as well, though. Yes. Jim and Jupiter talking about what you do with your staff. Bill, basically today, Johnny Holstaff is pitching. Yeah, I mean, whatever you've got. Now, I don't mean mess somebody's arm up, obviously. But whatever you have available. If you're playing today and it's either win or go back home, then you unload everything you've got. If it's available and you need it, you use it. Today is about today. Tomorrow doesn't matter if you don't take care of today. Whatever you've got available. Let's say you have a pitcher who's got a very durable arm and you're not worried about arm health, and maybe 2 days ago he pitched 40, 50 pitches. Now, not every pitcher can do that. Some can, though, right? Maybe you have a reliever who pitched 12 pitches yesterday and he feels like he can heat up his arm again and give you 30. You've got to do stuff like that. Today is that day. Today is absolutely the day that you unleash everything you've got. The kitchen sink, the cupboard, all the seasonings, whatever you have left over, you use it. Yeah, today is empty the tank day. Yeah, empty the tank day is today. But I've had fun. And, yes, Alabama will get a Balls of Steel hour at 3. Tony Vols will. And, look, Coastal could advance. You have to. You don't have to, but Coastal's such a good story. And, look, they talked about it on the broadcast. Their coach, I don't know if you know this, but the Coastal coach is battling pancreatic cancer. And he's battled it, apparently, for a year or two, right? That's a heck of a story. Also sad, but heck of a story. And he announced a while back that he's retiring. Also, it's a heck of a baseball team. On top of all of that, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A little bit of fog out here in certain parts of Middle Tennessee. They're working a couple of wrecks. 24 eastbound at the Jolton exit. That wreck's in its clearing stages. 65 southbound. It's going to be in Murray County. It's got traffic still slow go through that section of Murray County around the 36-mile marker. That's south of Nashville. Give yourself a little bit of extra time as it builds pretty good now on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Got all that heavy traffic now leaving Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, and I'm sure you do. Give these guys a try. Check them out at NashPainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Said, had somebody call and ask about the text line. They thought they had to get on the website and follow some steps. No, you just text the number 615-844-5600, register an account, and then text. You do have to register, but you don't have to go to our website or anything like that. Adam, just write, text first, and then it'll send you to the site wherever you're supposed to go, and it'll ask you to fill out just a couple of things there. And then you can text. It is that simple. Yeah, that simple. Miami was eliminated. I've had a couple people hit me up. Yep, Miami got eliminated by Hook'em, right? So we could have an A&M Texas Super Regional, which would be fire. Oh, my God. Folks, and I'll take the call. Just give me a second. I don't like using the H word because it's mean, right? But the Aggies and Texas hate each other. And I think the Aggies hate Texas more than Texas hates the Aggies. That's probably debatable. I know. But just as much as Alabama and Auburn, Ohio State and Michigan hate each other. Now, do they obsess over each other every day? Considering they don't really play much anymore. They're about to. But for a while, they really don't play much, right? They hadn't played in football in quite some time. So, Maybe because of that, they don't obsess over it like Michigan, Ohio State, that's always together in the same league. And Alabama, Auburn, that's not only in same league, same division, same state. Or let me tell you something, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, there's one for you. I mean, there's a million of them out there, but they absolutely despise each other. That makes that possibility, if it happens, and A&M needs to win today, that makes that absolute fire. Wonderful. Absolutely gorgeous if that happens. And I'm pulling for that to happen. I'm openly rooting, shilling for that to happen. Spence has dialed us up on the call-in / text line. Welcome in, sir. Yes, sir, Spence.
Expand it out. See what that bottle is.
Say that again. I didn't catch the first part. Sorry.
Open up that text, look at the picture, expand it out, and see what that bottle is I'm holding.
Oh, okay. All right. What is it? I don't even know.
It's a 20-year-old bottle of Pappy's.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay, yeah. I like it even more then. All the more reason to open it up. I like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, go ahead.
No, just you go ahead.
You talking about somebody to head up this NIL committee, whether the government gets involved in it or not? Might as well put old Tubbs in charge of this. He knows all the ins and outs. He knows how to handle it.
He's
maybe
been vocal about it.
Can hire him.
Yeah,
you know, maybe they should hire him.
Right. Tubbs does know. No, nobody up there. Let me put it this way: other than Tubbs, I'm guessing nobody up there knows anything.
They've just sponsored some peewee teams for campaign deals. That's about all they know.
Right. But yep, Tubbs has lived it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got lucky and got to touch that bottle, Billy.
Did you?
It'll probably never be opened. You could buy 2,000 bottles of Buffalo Trace for what that one costs.
Probably. On the secondary market, what would that cost?
I'm guessing 5,000 or better.
Yep. You're probably right. Wow.
Yep.
Now, I know Tom had one, I think for his birthday, Tom in Myrtle Beach had, is there a 10 or a 13? I think he had one of those.
Yeah, this is a 20.
Right.
Stop seeing buddy of mine, and we got to talking a little bit, and, you know, we was talking about different bourbons, and then he said, hey, guess what I got? And I said, what? He says, I got a gift. He says, let me show it to you. I said, that is a 20-year-old bottle of Pappy's. I said, let me take my picture with you, because I'll never get to hold another one. And he says he'll never open that bottle.
Yeah, I know. I would try and preserve it, too, if I had one.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably do the same thing.
He'd go buy him he'll buy him a barrel of Buffalo Trace before he opens that, and I don't blame him. That's a kind of a gift and a keepsake, you might say.
Tom just said it was a 12-year-old bottle that he had.
Yeah. How about this, really, do you think that the NCAA or the government or somebody will try to get a rein in this elements NIL stuff? Because really, the schools just got the upper hands. These young men can't get to the NFL unless they go through college.
Well, it's just a massive cluster bleep right now. And I'd rather it stay the way it is than have the government come get involved. I'd rather just keep this Wild West going. Not that it's real healthy, but I'd rather it maintain the status quo, which is where we're at, than them getting their grubby hands on it. That's just me. I don't think I'm in the majority on that, but that's just me.
Wow. I wouldn't be for the government getting involved in it, but I do think that it should be, needs to be, reeled in.
I don't know if the SEC has.
If I had a grandson and somebody was going to offer him $1 million a year to play ball for him, or $2 million a year, I'd say, son, take the money and run with it. Do all you can to get the money. Well, let's invest and make sure that we do something with it when that college career is over, because you're probably not going any further than that, more than likely. Most of these kids will be broke 2 years after they come out of school.
Right.
Which is the shame part of that. And they are giving them the upper hand in what's going on in school ball now. They can call shots. Somebody needs to get a grip on it. But anyway, Billy, hey, happy Monday. The Tennessee game Saturday night was a little bit longer than I wanted, but they came out on top. Catch you guys later in the week.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Spence. Got to get a break here. Balls of Steel, hour number three. Yeah, happy Monday to y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A little bit of fog out here in certain parts of Middle Tennessee. They're working a couple of wrecks, 24 eastbound at the Jolton exit. That wreck's in its clearing stages. 65 southbound. It's going to be in Murray County. It's got traffic still slow go through that section of Murray County around the 36-mile marker that's south of Nashville. Give yourself a little bit of extra time as it builds pretty good now on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Got all that heavy traffic now leaving Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee if you want your house painted by professionals, and I'm sure you do. Give these guys a try. Check them out at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its growler filling station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Kurt Anderson is on the line with us. What do we have here in Nashville, Tennessee, in Peter Skoronski?
You got a throwback player. Say less, do more type of guy. Big Ten offensive lineman of the year this year. Physical. He wants to run the damn football. He's a great pass protector. He's like kind of the all-American kid. Really smart.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Call or text the best college football radio show in the history of humankind. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Joel down on the lovely Emerald Coast on the text line, which is 615-844-5600, says, Bill, seems like the changes that they're wanting to make with signing day is only because of the playoffs, or basically because of the playoffs. Otherwise, I don't think they would change it. Says the other thing I wonder is if they make the change, will high school seniors still be able to come in for spring ball? Yeah. That's not a problem at all. Now, let's go back. There are many reasons. One would be, yes, the playoffs, but the transfer portal mess, the stampede that's happening in December, coupled with coaches that are coming and going, coupled with bowl practice, bowl preparation, and or playoff preparation, is a giant cluster bleep. And the coaches are not happy with it. And the SEC office isn't happy with it. So it's a myriad of things. But yes, the playoff, the future, is part of it too. Players have been coming midterm for 1,000 years. So if they changed it back to whatever, let's just say they changed it to the former rule, which is the first Wednesday in February. There were midtermers coming. Heck, when I was at Tennessee in the early 80s, they had midtermers coming. Now, not the numbers we have today. Today is different in that we have many more who choose to do it than they used to. Midtermers have been happening, and players out of high school leaving early to come and be part of spring ball and to go ahead and get acclimated on campus has been going on since God invented dirt. So nothing changes there, and you still have your grad transfer opportunity and all that. Grad transfer is totally, the concept is somewhat similar, but it's a different rule. So none of that changes. If you're a midtermer, it doesn't matter what the rule is. Unless they changed it and outlawed midtermers, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. They like the rule. It's a good rule. If you think you're ready early out of high school to get on campus and get acclimated and join practice, heck, they got guys in bowl practice now. Yeah, they got guys at bowl practice now, so nothing would change. Yeah, so I see Spence there. He texted, and Adam pointed out, it's a picture, and he's holding that bottle. And it's the Big Daddy Pappy's bottle. So if you're on the text line, you can see it. But yeah, there it is. That's an impressive bottle. Don't, by the way, Spence, don't drop that bottle. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Pappy 23 could easily cost you $6,000 or more. Allen in Tampa. Now Allen has been part of Florida State for a long time, and Florida State historically has had a good baseball program. Not recently, but Link Jarrett's going to get that turned around. Just finished year one. But Allen does not like baseball. He said, if I never hear the word rake again, I'll be ecstatic. I hate baseball. I was indifferent about baseball. I wouldn't say I hated it until about 5, 6, 7 years ago. And now absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Josh said, Bill, I got to the show a little late. Did you mention this? And it's just a debate about the top five most heated rivalries in college baseball. And it's a Sports Illustrated article, and it's 5-4-3-2-1. Number five, Florida State. Number four, Texas A&M. Michigan, Ohio State's three. Wow. Alabama, Auburn, two. And number one is the Egg Bowl. I don't know if I buy that the Egg Bowl would be in the one slot. It's right up there, though. I buy that it belongs in the very upper tier. I absolutely agree with that. Would I have it in the one slot? I'd have Auburn, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan probably in the one slot. And it depends. Now, here's how it reads. The rivalry Egg Bowl does not have the national acclaim, but it doesn't mean that it should be overlooked. It's the second oldest rivalry in the SEC, only behind Auburn and Georgia. Egg Bowl Trophy was introduced in 1927 because in 26, Ole Miss ended a 13-year losing streak to Mississippi State. As an Ole Miss fan ran onto the field, they were met by Mississippi State fans armed with wooden chairs, and those fans defended their school. And it just goes on to read. The guy's writing it says he's from the state of Mississippi, and people do not understand the level of passion in the Egg Bowl. I buy that part. No, I agree with you there. Would I have them in the one slot? I don't think so. I'd have them right at the top. I don't think I'd have them in the one slot, though. All right, hour number two coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.